This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn at the helm, Victoria Keelan in a key position, Jay Kirshner. Let's see, I was trying to find something that works with that. Jennifer thought she was so clever when she had made reference to charging. When I was talking about batteries, what do we do with them? Let's get to some more non sequiturs. The world is full of things that people want to know more about, or they want to talk about. I am very careful when it comes to the radio trades to watch what's going on, what the trends are in talk radio, news talk radio. As most of you know, we treat the top 10 stories of the week every Friday and through the weekend on the Talk Radio Review, which is our take on the big stories according to the research done by Talkers Magazine. So Talkers has also done an ancillary overview of things like double standard call-in topics. All right, you ready, ladies? This is, by the way, this is the number one. This is the number one non-political, non-geographical, non-world topic. Like, this is a generic conversation that turns up every year to be. These are the types of things that turn out to be number one in the Talkers overview of what's going on in the world is talk radio. And the one that's generated the most response that had nothing to do with COVID or Ukraine or whatever it is was a discussion of the police. It's okay for police to talk on cell phones while they're driving, but it's not okay for you to do that. That you can understand why people, it would be a hot button with people. Because nobody should be talking on the phone, really.
Does that really bother people, though?
Apparently it does.
There are a lot of local cops around here. I mean, every once in a while I'll see one on a phone, but, like, it's usually not while they're driving. I don't know. That's of all the things to complain about the police, that's, like, the last on my list.
I haven't seen that much either. Yeah.
Okay, how about another one? You ready for another one?
Sure.
Booze legal, weed not. How about that?
Yeah, that depends on where you are. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean? Double standards or the issue itself, Jennifer? What do you mean?
Well, in L.A., it's like in California, it's not a problem. It's the same thing. It's legal.
No.
People don't
Okay,
get
would it be okay
it.
For the police to drive and drink and use weed?
I think that
no
would be
one's
a whole
supposed
thing,
to drive.
And no.
No one is allowed to drive under the influence of anything, so no.
No. Okay, so then what is the reasoning behind the District of Columbia barring legalizing marijuana sales? There's a federal, in this big bill that has passed that we've been talking about, the omnibus spending bill, there is a plan as part of it to legalize in some way, shape, or form, or federalize the sale of marijuana. But apparently the Democrats on Capitol Hill have removed a rule that would allow this to happen in the District of Columbia. So why would that be? This is
there's some
something.
There's a apparently so in D.C. district voters had a ballot measure to legalize weed
right.
all the way back in 2014 and that
mm-hmm.
passed
yep.
and then but the problem is local leaders aren't able to set up the tax and sale industry so like they can't
right.
seem to get
Why
that together
be?
Because there's a federal budget rider that was introduced by Republican Representative Andy Harris of Maryland and apparently they can't get beyond that budget rider. So, and they've tried to go around it, and it just doesn't seem to work. I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous. And, you know,
sure
I mean, just, and the local lawmakers and citizens have said that it's ridiculous that D.C. has all of these pop-up places that where it's legal, where you can gift marijuana. I mean, I was down in Georgetown in January, and I bought a bunch of gummies in a quote-unquote art gallery where you buy a postcard.
You'll buy them in a gas station,
this,
for God's sake.
I mean, this is how it works. You go into this little store. It looks like a little mini art gallery, and you buy a postcard for $65, and you are gifted $65 of weed. I mean, and it's totally legal. It's a complete loophole.
So childish.
That's how they get around it, but it's ridiculous that none of it is taxed, and so that's the problem. If you're in D.C., you're like, well, wait a second here. This is money that we're just missing out on. They're doing it anyway. They're making the sales, and it's totally legal, but we're not making any money off of it.
All right, so as part of an overview here, I don't want to get into it. I want to see if we can get to the bottom of something that's very controversial, Jennifer, that you claim is not true. The story in USA Today about oil and gas permitting being up over what Trump was doing. The data that they quote shows that pretty much all of the administration, all of the applications that have been submitted for oil and gas drilling have been approved. In fact, the administration has been accused by the environmentalists of being a rubber stamp for the oil and gas business. So I know you have been vehemently saying that we ought to be certainly drilling, and I think most of us, I think if not all of us, unless we don't have any common sense, want to drill. But wherever your sources are getting their information doesn't seem to jive with what the information is that I'm seeing. So I wonder
Look at the difference between leasing and drilling. So you have to understand how the industry works, because it's one of the big misnomers that's been shot out by the Biden administration, is that they have leases out there that they're basically saying are going unused. But what those leases are doing is they're providing exploratory commissions, basically, for people to see if it's even viable for them to drill. So you have to look at production, and American oil production is down, and it's down drastically from...
Well, because the oil companies, it's better for them.
Yeah, because of 2020, they got hit with all the surplus, and they took it in the pants, and now they don't want to do anything anymore.
It's down 12 million barrels, or 8% less than it was year over year, and so their equipment is already out there. They have all of their infrastructure that's already set, but because the Biden administration has set up so many different checks and balances, and they did this with an executive order. I mean, it's out there. This is not even up for debate, where they're not handing out any more leases for federal land. They're also making it pretty uncomfortable for people to take part in American drilling.
So where is the drilling, then, that 100% of the applications are being granted? Where is the drilling taking place?
Well, not now they're not being granted. Those are
things
that
are. That's
happened.
What this article says. Now,
well, I don't know where you're getting
started.
USA
The Washington Post has reported the same thing, too.
There's multiple sources about whether or not they're signing off on new land, because they're against it. It depends on where the land is. They won't allow for federal drilling. They won't allow that on public land. So, maybe this is private leases that are being acquired.
I don't have a problem. Actually, I don't want... I don't know. I don't. Unless the taxpayer is getting huge rewards from drilling, how much? What's the average lease on federal land? What's it worth versus the federal? Private
auction?
Land.
Aren't they usually auctions?
I think they may be, yeah. Right.
I think I think we're getting in the weeds here. Separate
maybe.
From anything new and the who had more leases and blah, blah, blah. None of that matters to me. The only thing that matters to me is I'm following all the Wall Street stuff. No. The only thing that matters to me is, as I'm following all of the Wall Street stuff and the financial stuff, the oil companies in the U.S. refuse to pump more oil until someone puts, whether it's the consumers.
That's the red. But you know what that's from, is the red light, green light approach of the Biden administration. That's what my friend
calls
it.
To 2019. This is going back before what the Trump administration, the number of barrels that they ordered back then, it had when, and then no one, COVID came along, right? No one drove a car. All the oil companies, the shareholders were furious. They were left with all these surplus barrels that no one used, no one drove anywhere. They are still now, 2 years later, they're still licking their wounds, and they're very vocal about it. This is stuff you can easily Google. Their CEO saying, our shareholders are still upset about 2020. They do not want to increase production. They can easily
do
it, and
do?
They're not.
How do we
fix
the problem
pressure,
of $6 gas?
I think consumer
that's that
right,
problem.
But consumer pressure has got to be put on U.S. oil companies. The government has got to step in. I mean, this is going to only hurt Biden's reputation and legacy. He's got to step in and say, you know what? I don't care about your shareholders and your profits. You
well,
need
an Operation
to increase production.
An Operation Warp Speed would do that, but I don't think that he's willing to take that stand.
Well,
I don't
know
think
that.
He wants to. Well, we know what we know, right? We know that he hasn't done that so far. We know
legally,
that
no
he's
one can force
pipeline.
Them.
We said, I mean, the Keystone Pipeline, basically, they said they're it's
that
dead.
Needs to
they're
be,
not,
yeah, that needs
yeah,
to be
Yeah, I mean,
operation.
The story out today, I mean, you know, talk about Googleable things if you want to look it up. They basically have said, for all intents and purposes, that it's dead and that Biden killed it. The developers said
But we
that,
don't need that if the current, if everything is in place with the current U.S. drilling, they are refusing to do it, and they, we don't even need to add the pipeline to the equation. We are completely set already,
but
the,
why wouldn't
but
we,
you don't get
the infrastructure
CEO,
if
because
the
they're making money
there,
now. They're making
and we
money
have paid
now.
For the Keystone Pipeline. Why wouldn't we want to do this?
I think there's an issue. Yeah, there's a whole big thing about, and this is something that we really as a country have to get, we have to wrap ourselves around it. The environmental movement, although in many instances, if not most instances, is well motivated, there are some things going on that are on more than crazy. And the pipeline, so putting it where they did because they refused to move it a few miles one way or another is just lunacy. Move it and put the pipeline in. It's the same as supplying Los Angeles with water via pipeline. Put the pipeline in, and then, and if you have to, put it on federal land, but get more water to Los Angeles. Get more oil to the refineries. Now, let's stop with this, well, I'm not moving. My idea is right, and I'm not changing my mind.
Well,
you got to get off of that because it doesn't fix anything.
I think what becomes problematic is the words, I mean, the words that are even being spoken this week from Mayor Pete, from Representative Jayapal, from a lot of people who are these climate activists, John Kerry, who says, just go out and buy an electric car. You won't need to worry about gas prices.
Yeah, that's your
that
horse
is so cruel to yeah, people who are struggling to make ends meet. I mean, I was excited yesterday to pay $5.29 for regular. That's a good price
where'd
right
you,
now.
Where'd you find that? I want to know.
In the San Fernando Valley. I found it in Chatsworth.
Gotta come over the hill.
I couldn't figure out why this gas station had such a long line, and it was because it's the cheapest gasoline in the valley. And so to say to people need to just get an electric car, I mean, we know that they want to inflict pain
he
on people to get
arrogant,
people out of
unbelievably.
Gas
cars. He's so arrogant. Just who pays any attention to him? That would be my question. All right, anyway, moving along. 18.
People do.
Well, not me. 18 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come. And they keep coming. When you open your statements, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
We'll be right back. G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weirdness personified. Here it is, time for us to check the gossip columns in social media. Jay Kirshner is the person in charge of that and so much other things. You would not believe all the things Jay is in charge of, including taking care of Mac. That's a big job in and of itself. Mac is here. Is he 2 years old yet? He
must be one and a half still. He'll be two this summer.
He's still one and a half? He's been one and a half for like 2 years now since I've known
you. I know, right?
Oh, my God. Sounds like we're not interested in moving on into the reality of how old you really are. And speaking of that, Jennifer Garner is in the reality of her age. I want to talk about that. Plus, what Travis Scott has done, he's feeling what he has a message from God, I believe, or something along that line. We'll get to that after this. Or we won't? That's right. Forget which hour we are. Okay, let's get to Jennifer Garner's birthday. She's 50. She told Ellen she doesn't feel it. I don't think she looks it. I think she's one of the most wonderful people. No matter, I wish I knew her. I wish she was my friend. Don't you all feel like that?
Yeah, she seems like she'd be really cool to hang out with. Her birthday, her 50th birthday officially is April 17th, so she's coming up on it. But what does that make her, an Aries?
April 17th.
I would not think she was an Aries.
I wouldn't either. I want to know where her rising sign is and where her moon is. That would be important to know if you get somebody to figure that out, because she's not a typical fire signer in that respect. Look at the way she's giving. She's helped her ex-husband, who was a boob, with her, and she seems like just a very sweet, warm, wonderful person. So anyway, happy birthday to her. Meanwhile, Travis Scott has seen the light, Jay. Yes?
He's announced
he has anyway.
Well, yeah, he has a series of community-focused philanthropy efforts, one of which is called Project Heal, and it's a four-tiered kind of situation where the first tier is going to offer $10,000 worth of scholarships to 100 college seniors who are facing financial adversity in their second semester, which would put them at risk of not being able to graduate. The second tier will focus on providing mental health resources to young people in lower income communities of color. Part three of it will be an expansion, a seven-figure expansion of a youth design center in Houston. And lastly, and probably what spurred this whole thing, was addressing the safety challenges of large-scale events. This is given after 10 people died horrifically due to the Astroworld Festival.
He's still in the middle of that lawsuit, right?
It's only 4 months removed. Yeah. This is going to be going on for quite a little bit longer.
So is this just to mitigate the effects of the lawsuit, the impact?
That's what some people are saying. There are pretty much everybody who is related to any of the victims who passed say this is a publicity stunt. Yeah. And it's kind of hard to blame them for how they're feeling.
This guy's the biggest phony. Yeah, he's like Wallen. This is the same stuff. You don't change the stripes on a zebra. And that's, how about that? You want to write that down, ladies? You don't change the stripes of a zebra. And you can quote me on that if you'd like to.
Yeah, brilliant.
Thank you.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, I know, right? Brand new.
All right. So, yeah, anyway, Stanley Tucci is saying he's lucky to be alive. This guy has gone through big. I like his. I think he's a good actor. Don't you all think he's a good actor, Stanley?
Oh, he's fantastic. Absolutely.
Yeah. Had bad cancer, but apparently he's beaten it.
He just feels incredibly lucky to be alive. He went through this a couple of years ago that he just had announced about it. And,
good
pretty horrific.
Good. Good for him. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Val 7 20 years ago. I don't believe God intended for us to be old and sick. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the immune system. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking a healthy immune system. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. Bring your body back to balance. Order now and receive free shipping and a free bottle of my Smooth.
Get your body back in balance with Balance7.com. Your energy level will go up, joint discomfort will be reduced, and heartburn no longer a problem. And now go to support at Balance7.com and get a free 5-day supply of Balance 7 while supplies last. A free 5-day supply of Balance 7. Go to support at Balance7.com or call 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558. 805-474-0558.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites, one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
My sign is a potential customer's first impression, so it needs to be perfect.
It's possible at Staples.
There are four other bakeries within 5 blocks of here. My shop needs to stand out.
Also possible. With Staples Print and Marketing Services, small businesses can print big with wide format signs and banners. Right now, get $10 off custom printed signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. Create your sign at Staples, the working and learning store, N326. Visit staples.com/signage for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A suspected serial killer and shooting of homeless people in New York City and Washington, D.C. was arrested early Tuesday in the Capitol. Police say is currently being interviewed at their homicide branch and additional information will be forthcoming. They'd also like to thank the public for all their tips. With gasoline prices in the United States hitting all-time highs since President Biden's self-proclaimed war on oil, inflation, which polling shows to be Americans' top concern, is also now at a 40-year high under the Biden administration. In an attempt to curb inflation, the Federal Reserve is expected this week to begin raising interest rates for the first time in 3 years.
rationale is going to be that the feds are indeed going to have to continue to stay on track to some extent with their rate increases, although they may just do that a little bit more slowly.
Matthew Johnson's the owner of Johnson Wealth on TD Ameritrade Network. USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Conditions in Ukraine continue to worsen. Former intelligence officer Brett Belkovich on Fox News explains.
I just came out of the capital of Kiev for an operation that Project Dynamo successfully completed to evacuate Americans. There are hundreds of Americans who are still trapped in Ukraine who don't know what to do or how to get out of the country. The situation on the ground is changing rapidly, and the humanitarian crisis from the ground perspective, Brian, is so much worse than I could have ever imagined. I mean, words don't describe it. The level of need here exceeds the level of people that are helping around the world, and you can't fully begin to grasp it until you're on the ground and actually staring these refugees in the eyes and get a glimpse of the horrors that they've experienced. And in many cases, they have no electricity, no heating, no food, no water. People are literally melting snow to drink water or drinking out of a sewer. Many gas stations aren't open. Many stores are limited supplies. Homes are being looted by Russian troops when they're unoccupied. You've got hospitals destroyed by airstrikes, and it's getting harder and harder, frankly, for groups like Project Dynamo to come in there, because Russia is exacerbating this humanitarian catastrophe all around the country. They're targeting civilians along evacuation routes. People are afraid to move. And as a result, the Dynamo team is having to go deeper and deeper into the country as Russia takes more terrain. And it's getting more and more dangerous, frankly, for us as the risk continues to elevate.
Efforts are underway Monday to refloat a container ship that ran aground in the Maryland portion of the Chesapeake Bay. The 1,000-foot ship Ever Forward ran aground Sunday evening. The ship is not obstructing shipping traffic. USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Emma Lindberg is here, Senior Director of Education and Programming at the National Farmers Union.
We see a lot of folks who are new to farming, who are just starting out in their operation, still looking for those resources to help them get up and running. They just love the opportunity to network with other farmers and, you know, learn what farmers are doing. Maybe it's something that they could apply to their own farm.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Science personified, that's it. This is one of the scientifically most provable programs available. Scientists say the DJV program is far and above any other program when it comes to discussing science. So congratulations, ladies. Jennifer Horn to be congratulated, as is Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner. The situation, as there's a broad spectrum of involvement in almost every facet of life, the human toll, the economic toll, the whole business about what we ought to do, who agrees with whom about what when it comes to the Russians and what to do there. I think it's pretty clear when you look at some of the photos that are coming from over there, the brutality toward the Ukrainian civilians. There was a picture that I saw, I think on Sunday, of the four people that were in one family that had been killed by Russian mortar attacks, and they just didn't discriminate. We've talked about the mortars and the bombs that went off at that hospital. They just don't give a damn. And I think it tells you, it's interesting to see how life is respected differently around the world. I think it really is. Unless it's my life or your life, or, you know, Putin, I'm sure, respects his life and the people around him. But in terms of generally looking at humanity and thinking man's, you know, think about the history of wars, man's inhumanity to man. How is it that we
blowing
have some
up
people,
a maternity hospital, a children's hospital,
yeah.
I don't think shows any respect for humanity.
No, not
well,
whatsoever.
Well, I think, wasn't it the mayor, is it the mayor of Kyiv who said that Putin wants a Ukraine with no Ukrainians? I mean, that's pretty, it seems pretty obvious.
Yeah.
Driving
you know.
Them all away.
Yeah.
Or just killing them all.
Yeah, kill as many as possible. But the Russians, don't many Russians have family that are Russian roots in Ukraine back and forth because they've been, you know, in a way, there are those who understand, even though we think that it's a faulty thinking, reasoning, but Ukraine has pretty much always been a part of Mother Russia. And you can see the way that back and forth, more than Estonia and Latvia and some of the other countries that were part of the old USSR. Ukraine is more a part of the fabric, and that's maybe how Putin can sell
it.
Do
you think
that's
just proximity?
Well,
there's a lot of Russians with Ukrainian...
cultural,
Ukraine and Russia are very close, right. And so you have a lot of, like, dual... people who are Ukrainian and Russian, right? They have the same background,
right.
So it's
very
closely tied. But, you know, that doesn't even matter. I think people really miss the idea, and they underestimate. When Putin says he wants to rebuild the USSR, why are people not listening? I don't understand. People tell
why
me what they are
it?
Going to do. Hmm. Because that's his dream. It has been for since he was in the KGB.
Yeah, I get that. But, you know, you look at Romania, you look at Hungary, Serbia, all these other countries that are there, Czechoslovakia, and none of them have the pull, it would seem, that Ukraine does for whatever reason.
How in 2022, though, would one person feel that they could reassemble the USSR and then govern it?
Well, look at what Hitler did to pulling
Austria,
but I'm
saying in
Germany.
Because in 2022, the countries already have their governments in place. Putin had this desire, right? And there's a reason that he didn't act on it 10 years ago. There's a reason he didn't act on it 5 years ago. There's a reason he didn't act on it 15 years ago. The reason that he didn't act on it is he was waiting for the right time. And so you have, and whether this was a coordinated attack or not, I'm sure there are conspiracy theorists who will, but you have a world that was weakened by the COVID virus. You had governments that's what I'm saying. It may have been
some
coordinated.
Some people say that threw off his plans, that he was actually supposed to do this in like 2019 or 2020. So, and then
but
COVID
he was looking
you know,
for
threw him
a
off.
Soft, he was looking for a soft economy. He knows that the European Union is tied to him for gas and for oil. He knows the United States is going to feel a lot of pain getting away from Russian oil. He knows that he's got China subsidizing his efforts. He doesn't care about his own people,
you
and
know,
maybe he's getting closer to the end of his life, so he's willing to put it all out there on the
table. Parkinson's disease.
Well, that's one of the tabloid reports.
I mean, I've heard cancer, Parkinson's, I don't know.
In any case, he's getting older, and that bothers men especially, that they're getting older.
He hits 70.
And that they have limited time.
No, Jen, you're 100% right. And there's something about the 70th birthday, too. It's like, it just, there's something about that, too. I've seen it with my dad and uncles.
Moving on. There's a family of an ex-Marine. This Marine is in a Russian prison. He was sentenced to 9 years. The fellow's name I just had, Trevor Reed, former U.S. Marine. He was detained in Russia because supposedly his car had cannabis in it. And now, he did some other things. So he was put in jail. Now his family is talking about Brittany Grinier.
Wasn't he in Russia and he was dating a Russian?
Yep.
Right, and he was learning Russian, and they accused him of being a spy or something. There was something more to it than just the weed.
In jail for 9 years. So now along comes Brittany Griner. Is it Griner or Griner? I never pronounced the name right. Griner. And nobody knows what's happened to her. This family says that she's going down the same street. She's already in a prison someplace and won't get out. You know, I guess that they shoot these people before they let them out. Or would let him out under the circumstances. So,
I think they're going to keep her alive. I think she's going to become a, you know, the rumor is that she'll become a high-profile hostage.
Ah, well, there you go.
I mean, look, Alexei Navalny is still alive. He's still getting statements out. That's a shock. But, you know, again, the United States said that they're, and this was a while ago, this is long before this Ukraine thing happened, but, you know, President Biden was pretty clear to Putin that there would be sanctions if anything happened to Navalny. Well, I don't know. Now, with all the sanctions, I don't know if Navalny's even safe anymore.
You look at all of the companies that have pulled up, pretty much everybody, most recently Netflix, H&M, IKEA, Amazon is suspending shipments there. Who would have thought that you'd see those ugly blue vans driving all over the place in Russia? You know, I said a few weeks ago, they had ordered 80,000 of these vans, the Dodge Rams, the Freightliner, it's all the same company, Mercedes vans that they have. They're all painted that sort of weird blue color with a prime arrow on it. You see them everywhere over here. Well, there's another, you go around Africa, you go around Europe now, you go anywhere in Asia, and you see these damned Amazon vans everywhere. And they're all, you know, Russia as well. And so the Amazonians have blocked their shipments. No more, you can't buy anything over there. This is probably the last of the big companies, though, isn't it, Victoria, to pull out of Russia? All the rest of them
have
long since gone,
though.
No, nobody.
I mean, Visa and MasterCard and American Express, all the payment processing, two major infrastructure internet companies, essentially they're considered to be the backbone of internet infrastructure, have pulled out. They're not doing any business in Russia. It's crippling the people, and it's going to cripple their economy. But again, it still isn't directly addressing Putin.
There are a few corporations that are still in Russia as of yesterday. The one that I'm remembering on the list, but there's some that you would know. Marriott is one of them that's still operating. Hilton closed down. Hilton said that they're stopping their operations. But it's really interesting, and I wonder if those people are ever going to feel global pressure.
Brands are definitely.
Open.
Yeah, I think brands are totally feeling the pressure right now.
How about this for an idea? Because all those companies you just mentioned make millions of dollars in the Middle East, including the United Arab Emirates and the airline Emirates that's there. Apparently, all of Putin's pals are coming. They're all leaving like rats on a ship, leaving Russia and going to the United Arab Emirates, where they are being wined and dined, put up in the Marriott, put up in the Hilton, put up in the Four Seasons. So these are all people that are connected to Putin. Why are we allowing that to happen elsewhere? Why not you give them a little shank over there, too?
I also read something over the weekend, and I can't remember. It was in a source maybe from the UK about how London is actually a hotbed of places where all of the oligarchs are hanging out.
They own so much property in London. They own football
clubs.
Yeah, it
seems like that's the spot.
Yeah, Boris Johnson is trying to get, you know, that's something he's trying to go after, is to do all the research to figure out who actually owns all those properties and all the London real estate. And, you know, they're not parking their yachts in London, but there are a lot of other assets that they can go after.
I want to go back to Amazon for a moment, because so many people, they don't like what I say about Amazon. It's kind of like what farmers or farm broadcasters don't like what I say about John Deere, or they don't like what I say about the four big giants that are trying to control the food industry around the world. But when you, the way Amazon has figured out how to deal in areas where there are no regulations, they said there's a new outfit called AMP, which is in beta testing right now. It's a new app that allows users to create live shared radio shows. They have already ascertained that they can get licensing. That's one of the big arguments inside the weeds of the radio world, is probably going to be more talk programs sooner rather than later, because the music licensing outfits that basically watch, maintain the payments that go to the stars that write the music and sing the music, perform the music, they all want to get paid by radio stations who play their music, which is pretty stupid given the fact that without the radio stations playing most of this stuff, nobody's going to know that it's there. At any rate, Amazon has created or is creating their own radio world. They have already signed licenses with the big music groups so that they can pay. You know, if we do a podcast, for example, we can't put any music in it because it's not licensed in a podcast. You never will hear in my podcast or anybody's podcast any music because they're not, it's not licensed. And so now they've gotten around this. And so AMP, the new Amazon radio station, is going to be out there. I mean, how much more stuff can these people stick their nose into and try to control? Look at how much they are controlling right now. I think that it's absurd. I think it's dangerous to have the power, this much power, in the hands of so few people, economic power. And so that's one of the things, when you look at the list of the most unusual fears, a lot of people say this is a, you know, this is a big problem, and we need to do something about it. Well, who's going to do something about it? Who's going to regulate Amazon? Who? Is it the federal government that would do it?
They would like to, right? That's, I mean, well, that's certainly
I mean, I think Amazon, having that much concentrated power in one company is bad, bad, bad. So that's one of the things that I don't like. I was looking at this overview of the unusual fears that people have. Let's see, New Yorkers fear being phoneless. Nomophobia. That's a fear of being without your mobile phone. That's an unusual fear.
That's a real one.
It's a real struggle.
New Jerseyans are more concerned about cruelly named, huh? Can you pronounce this? You're a New Jerseyan, Victoria.
Hippopotamonstrosaiabungalunga. Right.
A fear of long words.
Right. Very proud of being jurors.
Yeah. There's a website that reports on the phobias in various states, fears that people come up with. Nomophobia is the number one unusual fear in Connecticut as well. Massachusetts, apparently the Northeast. So if you're an Easterner, you're probably most concerned about not having a phone. Yep, not me. 48 past the hour.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign, and we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Okay, I don't know who needs to hear this, but if you're not shopping spring essentials at Kohl's, you're missing out. I just got 20% off the cutest outfit from Sonoma Goods for Life, 25% off Hurley, which my son loves, and 25% off Champion and Adidas. Did I mention I also got an extra 15% off and earned Kohl's cash? Here's to longer days and more time to save. Flex Style, 15% offer ends March 20th. Hurley, Champion, Adidas coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hour now on DJB Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida. He's here to answer questions that either come from me or from you, questions he's had. So here's the first one having to do with food allergies. Whether or not food allergies are they on the mend? Do we have fewer people with allergies? Do we have more people with allergies? And what are some of the common food allergies that people are dealing with, Ken?
Sure. Adult onset food allergies, Doug, is becoming allergic, sometimes seriously so, after reaching adulthood. This is quite common. About 50 million Americans have a food allergy. You can be allergic to anything, but nine substances cause 90% of food allergies. You want to guess some of the foods that are on that list of the
food? I know what some of them are because I'm allergic to wheat, gluten. And it's funny because it's not the same every day, but boy, what a pain it is. And I don't know what damage it's doing to my body, in a permanent sense. I guess not enough to warrant, you know, serious concern, but it's very uncomfortable. So there's that. There's peanut allergies. There's milk allergies. So what
three.
Else have we got?
Yeah. You hit three of them.
I did.
Tree nuts, eggs, shellfish, fin fish, soy, and sesame. Sesame are the other six.
Well, was it sunflowers? I didn't hear you say sunflowers, but I've been told it's sunflower oil, or is it safflower? Maybe it's safflower oil.
Sesame. Let's do them again. Nine. All nine here. Peanuts,
okay.
Tree nuts, milk, egg, shellfish, fin fish, soy, wheat, and sesame.
Mm-hmm.
And the most common is the shellfish. 3% of the population are allergic to shellfish. Yes, that's the most common.
So I would have thought that gluten was the most common.
Sorry, I couldn't give you the right answer.
No, I just think that that's what I would have thought. And maybe, again, the gluten thing, because you see so many sections in supermarkets now for gluten-free foods, breads, pies, whatever. You know, that's a big section now in most of the major grocery stores.
It is.
And so, you know, it's something that obviously they're rendering. I don't see warnings on peanuts, though. They don't serve them on the airplanes anymore, although I guess Southwest has started serving them again, but they don't serve them because of peanut allergies. But, you know, how many people really are? If you're saying, well, even if there's 3%, is that enough to keep the peanuts away from everybody else who wants to have a peanut?
Well, it depends what their lawyers are recommending to them.
Yeah, right. It's all about lawyers. Yeah. Okay. Here's a question about drinkers, and this comes about because a pilot of a JetBlue plane this week was taken off the plane as a drunk. He tested four times the legal limit, and he was about ready. His judgment was so bad that he was about ready to fly a plane from Florida up to New York. Fortunately, the people on the plane, I don't know whether it was the person who was out at the gate or whether it was one of the people on the plane, but anyway, one of the flight attendants. But they called the authorities and got this guy. Can you imagine what would happen if JetBlue, they'd be destroyed because everybody would sue them if they let a pilot into the plane. And this has happened before. We've been pilots. So I wonder about that. And then the other people who drink and drive. Oh, I'm okay. I can drive all right. They're kidding themselves. Right? I mean,
that JetBlue situation is very sad. Apparently, he admitted to 7 to 8 drinks before he got into the aircraft. You can imagine how many they always teach us in medical school, double the number they tell you.
Really? I didn't know that. Really?
So, who knows whether it was even more, but obviously an alcoholic and obviously denial and a lot of problems here, and you just a good crew is watching out. Just like in the operating room, you hear these rare stories of a surgeon ever doing that, and you know, fortunately, they're extremely rare. But everybody's watching out for it to protect you. Don't worry about this as a possibility.
No, but then when you apply it to driving, drinking and driving, that's also friends don't let friends drive drunk. But how many people, again, do you know who said, oh, yeah, I'm okay. I don't mind admitting my mother was a really serious alcoholic, and she used to say she could drive. And I remember being underage and driving her somewhere because I didn't want her to drive in the condition she was in. So there's a warning, a word to the wise, which hopefully is sufficient. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with Doug Steffen on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.